It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutaike.
The Navy's ship that hit a reef, caught on fire and sank near Upolu Samoa, the HMNZ Manonui, over the past week, caused 200,000 litres of oil to spill from the vessel. I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp about how the party has reacted to the sinking of the ship and whether they believe the government is doing enough to rectify the problems that have resulted from the sinking. I also spoke to her about the 149 projects that have been fast-tracked as a part of the fast-track approvals bill and what Te Pāti Māori's stances are regarding these projects and the bill as a whole. Takutai Kemp also commented on the recent closure of Dave Letele's South Auckland Food Bank. Last week, the ship, the HMNZ Manawanui, hit a reef, caught on fire, and sank in Upolu Samoa. How have Te Pāti Māori reacted to this incident?
Look, Te Pāti Māori, are really clear that this government need to get themselves together and clean up the mess. You know, it's Aotearoa's responsibility to ensure that we are right behind the clean-up of the Manawanui and the reef in Samoa. We would support this government ensuring that they get out there and fast-track, actually, their clean-up and resource this project fully.
It has been reported by authorities in Samoa that 200,000 litres of diesel has spilled into the sea. Warnings have also been issued for nearby villages to not fish from the waters due to these leakages. Are Te Pāti Māori concerned about the potential environmental effects the sinking of the vessel could have on the local community?
Yeah, it's just very disheartening to hear about, the leak because of the impact that it has on the livelihood of the local community. And, this is their livelihood. This is how they survive. This is how they feed their whānau. And if the Manawanui isn't cleaned up fast, it impacts communities, villages, whānau. And we Te Pāti Māori, are very clear about supporting the clean-up of the Manawanui.
And you briefly touched on this earlier, but do you believe the government is or is not doing enough to adequately address the sinking of the Manawanui and the repercussions of this incident?
Yeah, they're not doing enough. It's not fast enough. Again, this is about the livelihood of villages, of a community of people who live off the moana, and we need to be able to clean up this mess straight away.
And last week, the government announced their unveiling of 149 projects to be fast-tracked as a part of the fast-track approvals bill. Are there any projects in this list Te Pāti Māori are concerned about, or even projects Te Pāti Māori may support?
Well, Te Pāti Māori are very clear that the first thing is, the fast-tracking process is a massive breach of treaty rights and the merging of these lists, because there was an A and a B list. They're now merged together. And so all these projects are going through. We don't support, we always support housing projects, right? Because that's about, ensuring that our people, that houses are built so that our whānaus have access to housing. But there are bills in there that we don't support. There are massive conflicts of interest, that government officials, are very clear about that they are supporting and that they're a part of. And we don't agree with any of that. We don't support it.
Certain projects selected to be fast-tracked have faced some backlash, including a project in Whangarei to expand the Northport Harbour, which has been criticised by local hapū for what they say go against Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Does Te Pāti Māori also share similar concerns?
Look, we support iwi and hapū decision-making. That is their right to disagree with projects, and we would support local hapū and iwi.
Of the 149 projects selected for fast-tracking, 14 of these are iwi and hapū-led and partner developments. Of these projects, most of these are targeted at housing and aquaculture centres and addressing the environmental and financial impacts on tangata whenua. Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtaka says these specific projects have the ability to improve Māori economic growth and develop a, quote, greater equality of opportunity, end quote. What does Te Pāti Māori think about this?
like I said, we would support local hapu and iwi decision making, but not all projects are fast tracked to be supported. But those projects that are led by hapu and iwi, we would support them. So we just want to acknowledge Dave Latelli and the work that he does in Tamaki Makaurau and across South Auckland. You know, it's very disappointing and disheartening around the closure of his food bank. But he is right. You know, where politicians get involved, go out there, have photos, you know, go out and see him, but there has been no support financially to continue the food bank. His food bank feeds thousands of whānau across Tamaki Makaurau. It will no longer, they will no longer have access to that resource. Where are those people going to go now? It's going to put more pressure on other local providers who also don't have the resource to be able to pick up gap of taking care of whānau that Dave used to take care of. And so we just want to acknowledge Dave for all the work that he's done. And we are disappointed to hear that the food bank is closed.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp on the recent sinking of the HMNZS Manawinui, the 149 projects selected to be fast-tracked, and her comments regarding the recent closure of David Latelli's food bank. We'll be right back after a short break. You're listening to The Wire on 95 BFM.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.